Indiana's public smoking ban has been on the books for 3 years, and this summer, legislators will explore its benefits and whether it could be expanded. When the law was passed, it exempted certain bars, taverns, private clubs, and casinos. Brianna Herndon with the Indiana American Cancer Society Action Network thinks the law has been a step in the right direction, but it created some winners and losers.
There are some people that have the capability of going to work every day and not having to worry about the health risks that are associated with the secondhand smoke that they're exposed to. And then there are other workers that don't have that same luxury and have to choose between their health and a paycheck.
There are concerns that expanding the ban would take a financial toll on the state's gambling industry. Opponents also point out that people can choose not to work in places where smoking is allowed. The Interim Study Committee on Public Policy will also examine the financial impacts of a cigarette tax increase, e-cigarette taxation, and possible funding sources for tobacco use prevention and cessation programs. The EPA has classified secondhand smoke as a cause of cancer, and Herndon hopes legislators understand how reducing exposure to it can improve public health.
It's going to be the opportunity for a really robust discussion around our current statewide smoke-free air law and if there is room and the willingness among the General Assembly to improve the lives of all Hoosiers by making all workplaces across the state smoke-free.
According to Indiana's Tobacco Prevention and Cessation Commission, each year more than 1,400 people in the state die prematurely from exposure to secondhand smoke. This is Mary Sherman, Indiana News Service.